Okay, so let's just review a little bit. So how does it work by Aveda? So by Aveda is a Yavashavas Aveda. So the halacha is if a guy drops something. So we said basically, I'm just giving you this far. There are two parts of Bailas. There's the idea of like technical legal ownership, and then there's like the possession. In fact, who has it? Okay? And like we said, for instance, if you steal something, so then the thief has possession, but the owner has the legal ownership. And the halacha, neither one of them could be makdish the thing. Okay, because in order to be makdish it, you have to have full ownership, both aspects of ownership. Now, when a person loses something, so it's aveda, so he loses the possession. He still has the underlying claim on the thing, the underlying bailus, but he loses possession. And the mitzvah is hashavas aveda, is to restore his possession, to be mashlim his bailus, to complete his bailus, to give that back to him. Okay. But if basically the guy loses possession, and then he does yeyush, which means that he gives up hope. So he's basically giving up his underlying legal claim on the thing. So now it turns out, so you basically, you have the object, you have possession of the object, which is like a partial kenyan on the thing. And now, it's true, he has underlying ownership, but he gives that up. So when he gives that up, then you basically become the full owner of the thing. And it becomes yours. That's the idea of yeyush kona. Once the guy's miayish, it becomes yours. Whether he's miayish before you pick it up or after you pick it up. It doesn't matter. The only difference is that after you already picked it up, since when you pick it up, you have a chiv, a shavas aveda, so now if he gives up, then it becomes your object, but your chiv becomes transformed into a din mamon, into a chiv to pay him, the value of the thing. So it becomes your object, but it's like, so to speak, you're acquiring his object. And you already had the chiv of restoring him, so now you just have to give him the value of it. But it becomes your object. Okay? So that's the way Yeish works. Okay? It basically aligns the legal ownership with the possession. Okay? And he basically loses all connection to it. Okay? And that's why you don't need a new kinyan. Your original picking it up gave you a kinyan vis-a-vis possession, and the only thing that was being held up because of his right, but now he gives up his right, his claim. When he's miayish, he says, look, I don't care, I give up hope. I lost it. So then it becomes yours. Okay? The question is, does it work the same way by Geneva? So if I steal it and then the guy's miayish, do you say the same thing? So I steal it, I get possession, I have possession. Then the guy's miayish, and do you say he's giving up hope? So now he's giving up his legal claim, so now it should be mine. It's true, I'd have to pay him the money to compensate him for the thing, because I can't just get off with his thing. I mean, it's basically I'm taking his object. As well, so now I have to pay him money. But in theory, you should say Shavikona. Yeah, Shavikona. But the other side says that no, it doesn't. It's not the same, because by Aveda, it came to your hands Beheter. You got it Beheter, totally Heter. But by Geneva, it came to your hands Beisser. So therefore, when it comes to your hands Beheter, then we say Yesh is Kona. But when it comes to your hands Beisser, then you say Yesh isn't Kona. The question is, who cares if it's this or that? This or that is a different framework. It's the framework of you're a good guy, bad guy. It's not the framework of Mamonas and Kinyanim. Who cares whether it's this or that? And if you'll try to say that, oh, because the Torah is not going to let the Ganav get away with it, but you see, it's not true, because if you steal it and then you give it to somebody else, and there's Shinu Rishos, or if you steal it and it's Miyayish, and then you do Shinu Rishos, and definitely then it is gone. That completes the Kinyan. Okay, so, or if you change it somehow, then that would complete the kinyan. Okay, some sort of a substantial change to the object. So it's not just a rule that through stealing you can never have kinyan based on stealing. It's not true. So the question is, so who cares that it came to your hands based, or why should that affect the efficacy of yesh? Right? That's basically where we're at, right? That was the question we left off with. It's a machlokas, whether it does or doesn't. Do you say the yesh, like Geneva, is the same thing as Aveda? Or you say, no, they're different, because Aveda is bad, came to hands better, and by Geneva is better. Right? Or halachically, the machlokas is, do you need, is yesh kedi kona? Is yesh alone kona? By Geneva? Or do you need yesh vishina rishas? You need yesh and transfer of ownership. Okay, so I'm thinking like this, that, see, there's another factor here. There is a question on what I'm saying, but we'll get to it. Maybe you guys can help me with that. But there is one factor which we're not considering, which is that there's when you steal, both when you steal and when you find a lost object, there's a mitzvah of hashava, of returning the object. Okay. Mitzvah of hashava. Okay. Chiyuv hashava to return it. Okay. Fine. So what does that mean? So how is that relevant? So I'd say is, let's take by gezeila, by geneva, right? So I'll say is that I stole the thing. So now we'll say it's in my possession. But you'll say, yeah, but in terms of ownership, he still has ownership. But once he gives up, so now what reality is there anymore to his ownership? Right? But I'll tell you what the reality is, because the chiv of hashava is, and as I took it out of his possession, and my chiv of hashava is to restore him. To restore it, it's really his, and it's rightfully his. But it just happens to be, it's in my rishos because I took it, b'esar. So the mitzvah is, I'm chayev to undo that esar, and to make sure the guy gets his thing back. Right? That's the mitzvah of hashavah, shagazal. Is that you wronged the guy, and you're chayev to give it back to him. So since I'm chayev to give it back to him, you could say is that chiyuv keeps the underlying ownership of DNA Mamonis alive. So you see, because in theory, he's giving up hope. Okay, he's giving up hope. But I'm not giving up hope, because I have the mitzvah of Hashava. I have the mitzvah of Hashava. I have to return it to him. So he doesn't realize about this, that I'm the Goslin, and I have this mitzvah, and whatever. But bottom line is like, I have a Chiyuv of Hashava, and the fact that Chiyuv of Hashava says that this guy is the rightful owner, the Chiyuv of Hashava is return it to the rightful owner. You took it from him, you don't really deserve the thing, he's the rightful owner. So the mitzvah of Hashava is return it to the rightful owner. And the mitzvah of Hashava is a mitzvah which isn't going to go away. So that's the mitzvah of Hashava. It's like, Zela, I absolutely have a Chiyuv to undo, to correct my crime. Correcting my crime means to return it to the rightful owner. So again, so just because he gives up hope, So far as he's concerned, so to speak, he's saying, I'm giving up my claim as the rightful owner, but the mitzvah hashava itself, it makes it, or recognizes, or keeps the reality of him as the rightful owner. And therefore, he's not like doing hafkir, he's not giving it away, he's just kind of giving up on the thing. But the chiyuv hashava will retain his identity as the real owner of the thing, and his underlying bailus is still a bailus. So it's true you have possession, but you can never finalize the kenyan. The chiyuv hashava will be ma'akev, the underlying bailus, the halachic bailus from transferring. But if I give it to somebody else, so the other guy doesn't have the chiyuv hashava. The chiyuv hashava is based upon my yeser. I stole it. I have to return it. I have mitzvah shagazal. It's correcting my avera. So if I give it to somebody else, then there's no chiyuv hashava anymore. So then all there is just the dinim amonis realities of the thing. So in terms of the dinim amonis reality of the thing, so now he doesn't have any possession, any he's given up his rights on it. The chiyuv hashava disappears. It's a different guy. A different guy has it. You can't say the other guy is a chiyuv hashava. It's not. The chiyuv hashava is the flip side of the issue of stealing. And similarly, I mean, we'll get to this, but if I change the thing, so this is a halacha, this is a fact, but the halacha is the chiyuv hashava is kein shagazal. It has to be the same state as the thing which you stole. So hashava is, you have to return this object. Once it's the object changes, there's no din hashava anymore. There's no halacha of hashava anymore. I mean, now it's just the mammon, I just have to give him back money. But the object becomes a different object, so now there's no din hashava anymore. So if that's the case, so now there's no din hashava, so now it just becomes my object, because he's giving up hope. So then it's just basically is mine. So now I have possession, and he's given up his right of Kenyan. The question is Aveda. I haven't talked about Aveda yet. I'm just talking about a Geneva. But is there a question before we proceed? I'm not exactly saying that. I'm saying it's like this. I'm clarifying. There's one thing which we kind of was a little bit vague in what we said until now. which was that basically, in terms of possession, I have possession. Now, what about in terms of the legal claim of ownership? Like, he's the rightful owner of the thing. How does that, what happens to that? So we said somehow Yeyush gives that up. He's giving up his legal claim. And since he's not, so, but Yeyush isn't like a halachic process, but it just means that the idea that he's the rightful owner of the thing, but he's kind of giving, he's giving up hope on that. So that, like, it doesn't have anything which maintains that status as the rightful owner. He's, like, from his side of the thing, he's giving up on that, and he's just letting it disintegrate. So that's fine, as long as he's letting it disintegrate, and there's nothing, then vis-a-vis what? Is he the rightful owner? He's saying, I don't really care. But if the Chiyav HaShava will make him the rightful owner. The Chiyav HaShava comes about beforehand, and it says, you have a Chiyav to restore this to its rightful owner. What does rightful owner mean? The guy you stole it from. Now let's say he gives up hope. I don't care. That's the point. He gave up hope because you stole it from him. But you're Chiyav to restore it to him and to keep him as the rightful owner. So the Chiyav HaShava, it gives a objective reality to his status as a rightful owner outside of his hat, outside of his relationship to it. Normally, the only reality that... See, normally the idea is a rightful owner. What does a rightful owner mean? I'm the rightful owner. What does that mean? It means that I could go to court and I could press charges and I could get the thing. I'm the rightful owner. But otherwise, what does it mean? Like on God's ledger book, it's mine. It means it has to have some meaning halachically. So halachically, what it means is that I have legal rights and claims on the thing. Now, the second I give that up, and I say, I give up. So then it doesn't have any halachic reality. So then you can't say I'm the rightful owner. It doesn't have anywhere to register. Simply, there's no halachic sense to it. So therefore, just disappears. But if there's a chiyav hashava, the chiyav hashava is restore it to the guy you stole it from. Give back the object to the rightful owner. What does it mean, the rightful owner? The guy who was holding it until I came along and just took it from him. Be'eser. So that Chiyav HaShava, what does it mean he's the rightful owner? It means he's the guy I have the Chiyav HaShava to. I have the Chiyav to return it to. So therefore his identity as the right, as a legal rightful owner will still exist or will be maintained based upon the Chiyav of HaShava, the Chiyav of restoring it. Okay. So the natural problem is, what about Aveda? Right? Because in Aveda, there's also Chiyav HaShava. HaShava's Aveda. So if a guy loses an object and I find it, I'm Chayav to restore it to him. So why don't you say the same thing? I say the same thing? Right? Right. So that's what I think the Gemara is saying, is Be'isura Be'asal Yadei or Be'tera Be'al. Okay, which means that the Chiyav HaShava by Aveda is not the same thing as the Chiyav HaShava by Ganeva. See, by Aveda, I didn't take it from him. He just lost his object. And the mitzvah of HaShava's Aveda is that, so to speak, I'm going to describe it, is like, help him get his object back. Or more descriptively, help him, he's searching for his object, help him in his search. That's the idea. In other words, it means that it's like chesed to a guy. The guy is in an unfortunate state of a guy who's looking after his aveda, right? He lost it and he's trying to find it. So the mitzvah is to help him find it, help him get it back. Because you have to. It's contingent upon the fact that the guy is looking for it. Okay, he's in a state where he's lost his object and he's on the lookout. So halacha is you have to restore it to him. Once he gives up hope. And he's basically saying, "Is I don't really care about the thing anymore." He's giving up on it. So then the mitzvah hashava doesn't exist anymore. The hashava is to assist the guy in finding his lost object. But by Geneva, it's not because he's looking after it. It's because you stole it from him. It's not like a guy, it's not a chesed to a guy to help him find the object which he's looking for. It's an idea. You came and entered his world by stealing Be'isr, by just stealing his thing. And you have to undo the evil which you did and give him back his thing. So it has nothing to do with the guy looking for it or not looking for it. What does that have anything to do with that? If it's just a happenstance by Aveda, you didn't get involved, he just lost it. So there's an unfortunate situation. Look, a guy already lost it 10 years ago and now he's giving up hope and whatever, so now you just happen to find the random object on the floor. But the idea of Aveda is no, the guy's looking. He's desperate, he wants his object, he still relates to the thing as a Baal, he's still looking for the thing, you have to help him in that pursuit. You have to restore his possession of the thing which he still relates to as a Baal, he's still pursuing his active claim on the thing. That's the mitzvah of Shavuos Aveda. So if he gives up hope, then there's no mitzvah, then the mitzvah, they don't have that mitzvah anymore. But by Geneva, there's nothing to do with him looking after it. The mitzvah of the Geneva, the Havayashava by Aveda, is an absolute Rashik Chiv. Chiv Hashava is that since you took his thing, Be'isser, so you have to restore his bailas. Ah, he gave up hope. I don't care he gave up hope. Yechiv is, it has nothing to do with him giving up. He only gave up hope because you stole it from him, and you came, you were a mean guy, and you gave him this thing that he's never going to get it back. But your chiv is to be meshavet, and to give it back to him. So therefore, that chiv retains his identity as the rightful owner, even though he is miyayish, even though he gives up. Or to say what the machlokas is whether yeish alone is kona, is do you say that the chiyav hashava retains his status as the baal? I mean, that's the question. Is do you say that, do you look at it and say, look, bottom line is that he's given up hope and therefore his status as a rightful owner falls away? Because the baal means he's the owner and he's relating to it as a baal. And once he gives that up, then it's gone. Or do you say that there's an alternate method, a secondary route of identifying, of maintaining his status as a rightful owner, which is your chiv hashava? Because your chiv hashava is like indirect. It's like directly the idea of an owner means that a guy is relating to it as a baal, he has claims on it. That's the standard, the direct idea. But there's a secondary way that is, you could argue that the shema, the status of the owner, is maintained through the chiv hashava of the ganav. That's the question, is do you say that? Or do you say no, that the status of rightful owner is contingent upon his relationship with the baal? The second he is miyayish, then the thing is gone. Right. No, the makes sense that once you do Shina Rishos in the Geneva, so the Chiv HaShava doesn't transfer. Chiv HaShava is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on the Ganav. So once I give it to somebody else, he doesn't have the mitzvah of HaShava. So now there's no HaShava, Chiv HaShava. Now it just goes by, is he relating to it as a baal? But he's not, he already had Yish. Okay, and anything which will undermine the mitzvah hashava is going to basically create the complete the kenyan. That's why I think if it changes also, change, shinois, and there's no mitzvah hashava, because the mitzvah hashava is kein shagazal, it has to be that which I stole. But it's not like that which I stole anymore, so that's not the mitzvah hashava. Basically, it's asher gazal, it's lima, dim kein shagazal, chalachsir, if not, not. So then once the chiyuv hashava is undermined, then the thing is, then the kenyan is completed. But that's what he holds, that's what Ashita holds. Yeah, so I'll put that down, but just without getting complicated, I don't know exactly. One thing I don't understand exactly how it works is that how it works by Yaveda, so you say the Chiyuv HaShava is based upon restoring him his ownership, and it's only based upon him that he has a claim that he wants the object. He's claiming the object. But why is it that once I pick, if I pick it up, and then he's Yaish afterwards, so now basically he's not the Baal, because he's not seeking after it. So why is there a Chiyuv Mamon? Why does he get transformed to Chiyuv Mamon? How exactly does that work? It's not because my chiv hashava, because my chiv hashava disappears the moment he gives up hope. He gives up hope, so he's not the balance. And they're saying there's no chiv hashava anymore. If there was a chiv hashava, the chiv hashava was absolute, then it would even be, even if he's in Yayish, wouldn't work. Right? So it must be that no, the chiv hashava is only insofar as he's seeking it out. But still, if I have a chiv hashava, and then the guy, It becomes undermined, somehow it converts to mamon. It might be a problem, exactly how it works. I can't make up my mind whether it's a question or it's just not, we're not exactly, it's just a shayla, like how exactly this thing works. Or is it a problem? There's something about it which is like a question on this far. But we could think about it, or you could think about it. I mean, maybe I'll try. But I don't know. So somehow it's elusive. I don't know exactly. I mean, that's why I wanted to look at Tosa Rosh to see if anyone discusses this thing. So I have a feeling that Tosas is like a novel way to learn this Gemara. But I'm just, I looked around a little bit. I can't find any show to say differently. So it's like it's hard to tell. Okay. So yeah. Yeah. Okay, so perhaps we'll go further, but if not, Sarchin, and I mean, you have to look at the Sugyan Baba Mitzias, Chaf Alpha Mabez. It's not so simple as Tosos. I mean, it's hard to read in the Sugya there. It could be this is a Kasha on the Svar. I'm not sure. So maybe we'll come back to it, or maybe not. But it's a good question. Okay, so what I'd like to do next is, so let's just get back to our thing. Okay, so our thing is that if the we're dealing with lulav, okay, so by hadassim, so the basically you have these guys, these merchants, these Jewish merchants, who are basically buying the hadasim from the fields of the Gayim. So the Gemara is saying is that if the merchants want to be yotzei their mitzvah, what they should do is they should make sure that the ganav, that the goy cuts the hadas off and then gives it to the merchants, the Jewish merchants. But don't do it that the merchants themselves cut it off and just take it for their mitzvah. Why? Because they say stam, the land is stolen. It's probably stolen land, stolen from Jews. The guy who stole it from Jews. So what's going to happen is that you're going to cut off the brand of the hadas, so it's stolen. So if you cut it off, then you're like doing Geneva. And now that's true, the owner is going to be Miayish. True, the owner is going to be Miayish, but Yish alone isn't Gona, according to the other side. So Yish alone isn't Gona by Geneva. So if that's the case, so now it's going to be turned out. You're using a stolen object, it's stolen Hadas. Right? Stolen Hadas. But if the Goyim cut it off, so the Goyim cut it off, then the owner is Miayish, and then the Goyim give it to you, so that's Shin Rishos, that transfers the ownership, so now the you don't have a Chiyav HaShava, so basically it's you become the owner, and then the merchants can take it. You, the merchant, can take it. Right? So again, but if you were to say, again, if the merchants cut it off, then the Yesh alone isn't Gona, so therefore they're not going to be able to use it for their mitzvah. If they sell it to some other Jew, then the other Jew will be able to use it, the Gemara says. But the merchants themselves, how are they going to be able to say their mitzvah if they cut it off? Okay? So the Gemara says, yeah, but why don't you say that they should be called the Shinoi Maisa? Because the Halacha of Shinoi Maisa, if you do an action to it which changes it, right, then that's also Kona. Even if you say, yeah, Yesh alone doesn't do Kenyan, but you need to do something further. So one thing is you can give transfer ownership. Another thing is Shina Maisa. If you do a Maisa, what's the Maisa? The Maisa is Eger. It's basically when you bind together the Hadas, the Arava, and the Lulav, that should be a Maisa of Shino, of change, to the thing which should be Kona. Because Shina Maisa is Kona. Okay? Shina Maisa is Kona. So that's what it says. So why, even if the merchants cut it off, and therefore there's only Yeish, and Yeish alone isn't Kona, but they do Shina Maisa. By the time they take it for a lulav, for the mitzvah, they're going to bind it. So the Gemara says, no. It says, Kasav lulav ain't sarach eger. Okay? He says, no, he holds, lulav doesn't need eger. Okay? He holds, lulav doesn't need eger. Lulav doesn't need to be bound. Okay? So that's not so simple, because what's the lulav sarach eger? So there's machlokas whether the lulav and esrog have to be bound for the mitzvah, whether the lulav and the hadas and the rava have to be bound together. What do we hold?
Yeah.
No. It's a trick question. We hold they don't have to be. See, if you hold they have to be bound, it means they have to be bound. It means you're not yotzei if it's not bound. You have to take a bundle of lulav, hadas, and rava. It's leikuva. It's ma'akev. You need to bind it. It's not the mitzvah if it's not bound. We hold it doesn't have to be bound. You could take them separately, but it's a mitzvah. Even if you hold it doesn't have to be bound, it's hidur or mitzvah. It's more beautiful if you bind it. I remember we mentioned we did a little bit. It's beautiful if you bind it. So the we hold is saying lulav. So when the Gemara is saying is, so why isn't it okay? Why don't you say shina ma'isas kona? So it says, no, because lulav doesn't have to be bound. Okay, lulav ain't sarach eger. But my question is, who cares? Who cares if it has to be bound? Either way, you're binding it. So either way, the binding should be shina ma'isa. The question is binding is shina ma'isa? So that should be kona, because you're binding it. Now who cares whether halachli you chayev to bind it, and it's lama akiv if you don't bind it? Versus if you say that it's sufficient, that it's just a hidur mitzvah. Either way, you're binding it, so is binding considered Shina Maisa? Not considered Shina Maisa. What does Shina Maisa and Dina Mamunas have anything to do with what you hold halachically, Yechayiv to Lulav Tzarech Eger or Lulav doesn't Tzarech Eger? Right? That's the question. Okay? The thing more says, and even if you hold Lulav is Tzarech Eger, even according to Shita hold, you really do need Eger, so it should be Shina Maisa. So more says, no. Shinoi echozel riyasahu. Shinoi echozel riyasahu lo shme shinoi. It's a shinoi which is reversible. And a shinoi maisa which is reversible is not considered a shinoi. Okay? It wasn't Mitzvah first of all, because he says, Matya Ogdan, Maharenka Rishon, you just untie the bind. And you bind them, but you can untie it. So that's not considered a Shinoi. Shinichos Obriyasa. So apparently the Havmino, or the first answer held, it doesn't matter that it's... But it's a principle, Shinichos Obriyasa Loshma Shinoi. But apparently the Gemara held, if you held the little Tzarech Agad, even though it's reversible, it doesn't matter, that would still be a Shinoi Maisa. Right, the first answer. The second answer is saying, no, that I don't care if you Tzarech Agad, because bottom line is reversible. I mean, but I don't think it's Havmino Maskani here about whether Shinichos Obriyasa, that's the principle, Shinichos Obriyasa isn't considered Shinoi. If it's reversible. But for some reason, according to the Havamina, even though, because of the first answer, even though it was reversible, it doesn't matter. Again, that's a Shina, Shina Maisa. Okay, so that's the second question. What's the Havamina? Machlokes between two answers, whether or not, if you say Lulav Tzarech Haged, Lulav Nidagin, do you say that's considered a reversible Shinoi? Or not? Okay, do you say that's considered reversible? Okay, one more part the Gemara says, it says, oh, fine, but even if you say it's not a Shinoi Maisa, because there's another Kenyan, a Shinoi Hashem, which is if it changes its name. The object changes name, then also it's Kona. After, you know, even if you only have Yeir still, this is why is it changing your name? Originally it was just called a Myrtle Branch. Now it's called a Hoshana. It's called a Hadas. It's the entity of Mitzvah, right? Hoshana, Rashi says, Al-Shem Shergilin La'ugdam La'Hoshana B'chag, because they use it for the Hoshanas. So it takes on a new status. It's a new name. It was originally called Myrtle Branch, Citron, now it's Esrog, or whatever. Now it was originally called Myrtle Branch, now it's called Hoshana. Right? So the Gemara says, no. That you don't say. Me'ikaranami La'asa Hoshana Karilei. No, people, they called it Hoshana even originally. People always call it Hoshana. Okay, people always call it Hoshana. They don't only call it Hoshana on Yom Tov. They call it that always. So that's the question. What's that Menoskana? Okay, so this is kind of bridging the gap between this Shinoi Kona stuff and the Mitzvah Slulav stuff. I mean, kind of, you know, I think you need a little bit of both here. Okay, so a few important points here. I mean, we'll do these. I don't know if we'll finish them all tomorrow, but certainly it would seem to be in 2 days or if, 1 or 2 days. Okay? Yeah.